Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Frickin' Friday. It's the 9th day of February, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and looking for a high of 39 degrees today and a low of 22 and showers. So it could be snow or rain. Hard to tell. It's about the same old it's been for a while, but it rained all the snow off last time, so it'll probably snow again. That being said, we're going to run through this, and when we get back, we'll go on over to the Ministry of Lies alternate controlled propaganda. I don't know what to call it, but we'll be there.
On the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, man. Let's pop over to the... And I got a couple of articles up here that came in late, so I haven't read them. But the Senate votes to deliberate on $95 billion foreign military aid bill. $95 billion, people. While our people sleep under fucking overpasses with little children in the winter going hungry with filthy fucking clothes on. These fucking communist cocksuckers have got to be, they've got to be destroyed. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The Senate on Thursday voted to begin deliberations on a $95 billion foreign military aid bill that stripped out border spending that was in the original $118 billion piece of legislation, which the chamber voted down on Wednesday. Yeah, you're not going to stop the influx of the fucking goddamn invasion, are you? The Senate voted 67-32 to take up the new bill, signaling that it will get the 60 votes that are needed when it comes up for a final vote. But it's unclear when the next vote will happen, as Republicans versus, we're playing election again here, people. You're going to fall for it? You're going to play that fucking game? Republicans might try to add some amendments to the spending package. Shit. Well, ain't that fucking nice of you? The spending. Fuck you, ignorant son of a bitches. The debate will likely take days as Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky, is looking to slow the process as much as he can. I'll object to anything spending up this rotten foreign spending bill's passage, Paul wrote on X. So what are you going to do? You're like your old man. You fucking got a mouth. That's all you got, the fucking mouth. And you go along with it. And you're setting You're living high on the hog. You're living fat, you son of a bitch. Go fuck yourself, you treasonous bastard. The bill includes about $60 billion for the proxy war in Ukraine, $14 billion to support genocide of the Palestinians in Gaza, and $48 billion for Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific region. And fuck the American nationals. Fuck the American people. Fuck the people that the goddamn wealth belongs to. These son of a bitches are traitors at the highest fucking degree. They are fucking felony. Capitalist fucking traitors. They get the fucking wall. They get the fucking noose. These son of a bitches have no authority to take from us and give what is ours to other fucking nations, you motherfuckers. Senate Republicans rejected the initial $118 billion bill after months of negotiations and raging Democrats. 17 Republicans voted with Democrats on Tuesday to take up the foreign military aid bill, which would be enough to pass the bill through the chamber. It would also likely pass through the House if a vote happens, but House Republicans could prevent it from being brought to the floor until they get a border deal that they like. Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, was the first to reject the $118 billion bill after it was unveiled by the Senate, saying the House was left out of the negotiation. All you're negotiating about giving what belongs to the American nationals, the foreign fucking nationals, and the industrial war complex. These motherfuckers do not fucking represent us. They never fucking have. You're going to play the game? You're going to go fucking vote? You're going to go exercise your right to vote, you fucking morons? Treasonous morons. Let's see what else we got here. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, the people we care about most, the undocumented, he then admits that their strategy for over 30 years has been to make them citizens. Well, of course you do, you rich motherfuckers, you one percenters, you fucking scumbags. You want a fucking goddamn third world fucking slave state? Well, you ain't getting one. We got something called the fucking Bill of Rights. We got something called the Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. We got the right to blow your fucking treasonous heads right off your fucking shoulders. You are getting the fuck out. Take your corporation and run. This is a video. You can go watch it if you want. EU bends the knee to farmers, drops key provisions in 2040 climate proposal. Well, they got something for their trouble, at least. I guess the Europeans, too bad they don't have guns. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. The European Commission has bent the knee to protesting farmers and is dropping key passages in a proposal for a new 2040 goal aimed at cutting greenhouse gas pollution. We'll look at the rest of it. According to the EU executive's plan, all sectors need to now contribute to the effort, but the previously mandated 30% cut to agriculture production between by 2040 is gone. The revised draft has also excluded the mandate for citizens to make lifestyle changes such as eating less meat and a push to end fossil fuel subsidies, political reports. Farmers' protests have broken out in many countries across Europe in recent weeks, with the industry expressing discontent over the EU's green policies. Some of the largest demonstrations have been in Germany, prompted by a cut to diesel subsidies. Brussels has faced calls from industry groups and some political parties to lay out a 2040 climate pathway that doesn't ignite further anger. See, they're playing this, they're acting like the protesting ain't going to do shit in the United States. We don't protest. We give you a fucking order, you follow it, or you go up against the fucking wall. We are the goddamn sovereign authority in this country, you fucking treasonous foreign bastards, you fucking kike son of a bitches, you fucking Zionist pigs. The EU's plan is set to be presented on Tuesday and will recommend a 90% cut in total EU emissions by 2040 from 1990 levels, a suggestion in line with scientific advice. Fuck your advice. Fuck all your shit. You're trying to starve the fucking people and you know it. The updated version of the plan, which is still the subject to change framed agriculture a more positive light compared to earlier drafts. The role the sector plays in the EU's food sovereignty was also emphasized. We need to make sure we have a balanced approach, said European Commission Wopke Hoekstra, who unveiled the revised proposal. The vast majority of our citizens see the effects of climate change does want protection, but is also worried about what that implies for their livelihood. No, I don't buy it. Bullshit. The changes were spearheaded by the powerful center-right European People's Party, the political family of top EU executives Ursula von der Leyen, and constitutes the EU Parliament's largest group. No, what it is the Americans are about ready to fucking shoot. And they're, you know, protests can get it done, guys. Protests can get it done. No, it can't. No, it cannot. Protests cannot. This fucking goddamn unlawful corporation has to be fucking removed. And the goddamn traitors to this country have to be fucking strung up. That's how it works in America. Protest your fucking ass off. They don't give a shit. But this is what they're trying to sell, because we're getting close to fucking shooting them, and they know it. Our farmers deserve to be listened to, said von der Leyen in a Tuesday meeting of Parliament. I know that they are worried about the future of agriculture and their future as farmers. EPP environmental spokesman Peter Lysy said on Monday that the 2040 target for a 90% cut over 1990 levels was conditional on greater emphasis being placed on positive opportunities for farmers and less on new instruments that rather see the farmers as an enemy of the climate policy. Fuck you. This is them eating shit. They still ate shit. They didn't say shove it up your fucking ass. It's because the Americans are getting so close to fucking, we've laughed at their fucking protests down on the fucking border. I mean, what a fucking joke. And people are tired of it. People are ready to shoot. So no protest. Look at how it's working over there in Europe. Fucking right. They'll eat shit and lay down and take it, because they don't have any fucking guns. That said, one EU official told Politico that reality is hard to escape, which is that the agriculture sector could and should contribute to the EU's climate goals. Despite all the semantics in the commission, there is an unequivocal impact assessment making a very compelling business case for an ambitious headline target and all sub-targets for sectors, said the official. You eat any of this shit? I mean, no fucking way, man. Canada Prime Minister. There's no such thing as parental rights in Canada. And this is a video, so I can't fucking read it to you. But I would go listen to that fucking video. I haven't got to hear it yet. I wasn't up this morning when I was going through the articles. Hawaiian Supreme Court rules there is no state constitutional right to carry firearms. We did that. I mean, that one yesterday. Report: U.S. military advisors deployed to Taiwan-controlled islands on China coast. Did that one too. Brussels fires erupt as furious farmers protest outside European Parliament. Angry farmers have started fires outside the European Parliament building in Brussels in protest against taxes, rising costs, and cheap imports. Now, I mean, which one are they getting? This other one says they're all over it. Or they lit a fire and with some tires, and that's all it fucking took. Well, you guys better get some tires and get out there and lighten fires, I guess. Don't leave your guns at home. You don't want to seem like you're fucking aggressive whatsoever. Netanyahu rejects Hamas ceasefire proposal, says only solution is total, he says, victory. Total genocide, you motherfucker. Scum-sucking, pig shit-eating fucking piece of shit. This is by Naima Harris, the people's voice. This would be Fox. Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected Hamas's proposed plan to end the conflict in Gaza. We'll go ahead and look. And In a press conference on Wednesday, the Israeli prime minister vowed to continue Israel's military offense. Genocide! Everybody knows it's fucking genocide. You're not going to change the fucking language and try to fucking justify the murder you're committing, you motherfuckers. Genocide, 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 Goebbels. Offensive in Gaza until total victory was secured. Total genocide. He told reporters that there is no other solution besides absolute victory over the Palestinians, besides absolute fucking genocide over the Palestinian militants. And they're not militants. They're fucking people. They're little babies with their fucking arms blown off. Pregnant mothers, old people. You sons of bitches. You created Hamas just like you created fucking Mossad. Just like you created control the fucking CIA, all these fucking secret fucking organizations that do not answer to the fucking people that fucking pay the fucking bills, who shouldn't be paying the bills, who do not have any goddamn legal obligation to pay you a fucking thing. The Hamas author document proposes a three-stage, 135-day ceasefire during which Israeli hostages would be swapped for Palestinian prisoners, recognition. Our reconstruction work would begin in Gaza and talks aimed at a permanent truce would be held while Israeli troops withdraw from the strip. The text of the plan was leaked to Reuters on Tuesday and rejected by Netanyahu a day later. Well, hell no. We're there to kill every fucking Palestinian. We're not going to stop till it's done. Get it? Fuck your international courts. Fuck you fucking Americans who do not want the wealth of your country being used to commit genocide on another fucking people. Fuck all of you. We're fucking in control. We're the international corporate mafia, and you ain't got the goddamn guts to take us down. We got the goddamn arms. We got the people. We just ain't got the fucking guts. Surrender to Hamas's delusional demands that we've just heard not only would not bring about the freedom of hostages, it would only invite an additional slaughter. It would invite disaster for Israel that no Israeli citizen wants. It says want. I mean, who wrote this? Netanyahu said it at a press conference. Why wouldn't it? If you're going to swap prisoners for prisoners, why wouldn't it fucking work? If you're going to stop fucking killing people and they're going to stop killing people, well, I don't think they're killing anybody. They're running like goddamn deer out of a herd being slaughtered. Crucial Hamas proposal would leave the militant group in place as Gaza's governing authority, while an earlier proposal put forward by Qatar and Egyptian negotiators made no mention of who would govern the enclave after the conflict. Well, there ain't going to be nobody there, no Palestinians left. So I guess I can figure that out. And they're already building, clearing the rubble and building their houses on the goddamn Palestinian coast, right? We know what you're doing, you son of a bitches. Netanyahu insisted the day after in Gaza is the day after Hamas. The day after in Gaza is the day after Hamas. Oh, you mean those little fucking six-year-old children with their arms and legs blowing off, you miserable son of a bitch, shooting people in the fucking back as they try to fucking walk across the street with fucking snipers, you genocidal fucking freak son of a bitches, you're going to fucking go down. The Israeli premier said that Israel would ensure that Gaza is demilitarized forever and will act by militarizing it. We will be in there with our guns and will be ours. Well, it'll be demilitarized to fucking Palestinians because they'll be fucking pushed out into the goddamn Egyptian deserts where they can fucking starve to death, whatever of them is left that we don't fucking murder on the way. And we'll act in Gaza whenever and wherever and whenever it needs to ensure that terror does not again raise the head. You mean your Hamas and your fucking Mossad don't get together and plant another false fucking flag that your own people called out as a false fucking flag? We're going to call it a false fucking flag. Even if it's fucking you're threatening people with 5 years in jail for telling the fucking truth where you're at, you son of a bitch. We will tell it here. We are on our way to total victory, the total fucking goddamn genocide, Netanyahu claimed, adding genocide is achievable. It's not a matter of years, decades. It's a matter of months. Yeah, the way you're slaughtering the fucking people, it couldn't take much longer. Netanyahu, and then people are just going to, you accept this shit. You've become acclimated to pedophilia. You've come acclimated to fucking these goddamn LGBTQXYZ motherfucking sick son of a bitches. 1%. You've become acclimated. Politically correct. But not so many. Look who showed up at the border. Fucking 2,000. Maybe it's time that the people are fucking finally seeing there's only one way out of this fucking mess that we're in. This fucking tragedy that we're in. And it ain't a very pretty fucking way out. But it's the only fucking way out. Total genocide Netanyahu insists on has strained relations between West Jerusalem and Washington, as has his rejection of a two-state solution to decide to the decades-long conflict with the Palestinians. They've been no conflict, you murdering son of a bitch, you kite pieces of shit, you pig shit-eating motherfuckers. That's what I think of you. And we still got our Bill of Rights over here. So I can call you the pig sheet eating motherfuckers you are. Let's see. Unelected EU head Ursula von der Leyen blames the European farmer protests on everything except the one thing that it actually is causing them, namely the deliberate war on agriculture being waged by an unelected globalist as a means of seizing control of the global food supply and thereby control of the global population. Sounds about right. It's a video. You can go watch it if you want. Transgender daycare worker caught red-handed molesting infant given plea deal. Of course he was. I mean, he's working for your fucking enemies. He's a fucking sickle, a cycle. Wait till you hear this. This is by Blue Apples Zero Hedge. In one of the most seminal interviews in history, revealing the scale at which governments use propaganda to control populations in order to cultivate changes in their social condition, former Soviet journalist Yuri Benzmanov pointed to one vital tool at their disposal, demoralization, in an area where those social architects seek to reform the very fabric of humanity. No stone is left unturned and no bridge is too far. Perhaps no greater social engineering mission exemplifies this than the progressive agenda to recalibrate gender and sexuality, given the links needed to achieve that aim, mechanisms needed to demoralize the people to advance that agenda have to be every bit as radical. The recent sentencing of the transgender daycare worker from Kentucky for sexually abusing a baby left in their care may be the most outrageous instance of the demoralization. And then down here you can listen to this guy talk about, you know, how the communists fucking work and how they think they're going to fucking do things, but they're not. All right, let's go down here. In February 2023, 25-year-old transgender female Maria Childers was arrested in Paducah, Kentucky, on charges of child sex abuse. The utterly depraved allegations that led to its arrest contended that Childers had inappropriately touched an infant and made sexual charge comments to it when changing its diaper during its employment as an Explore Learning Academy in November 2022 after a co-worker reported having witnessed the abuse. Childers was arrested on February 8th, 2023, and 1 year later to the day he has been handed a slap on the wrist of a plea deal. So lenient, people. Alexander Acosta had offered it to him under the plea. Childers will plead. And he says, please, plead. You guys ever proofread your fucking writings? Childers will plead guilty to a Class A misdemeanor for sexual misconduct in exchange for all other charges in the case being dropped. Among the crimes that Charles will escape justice from was a Class C felony charged of first-degree sexual abuse of the victim under 12. That's only a Class C felony. That should put your ass up against the wall. If there is any doubt that the ample evidence exists for Childers to be put to the sword for the charges he faced, then witness testimony made during the interviews with Explorer Learning Academy staffed by Paducah, I guess that is Paducah, police will completely assuage that concern. According to the co-worker who reported Childers, the defendant has asked for her help in changing the baby's diaper. Upon observing Childers to provide instructions should he need it, aid in performing the simple task, the witness saw the defendant rubbing the infant's genitals before making the depraved assertion that was her clint area and she likes it. It just made her day. You see what you're fucking, this is what we've become acclimated to, people. There is no morality fucking left, not a speck. We cannot fucking endure this. These are intolerable acts. When pressed on the witness testimony after being taken into police custody for questioning, Childers initially rebuked the witness statement by claiming he had not even attempted to change the baby's diaper. However, Paducah police confronted Childers with a text message record from her employer. God, quit calling women. I mean, they're playing the game. This is your goddamn people's voice, probably. You know, this, or yeah, whatever the hell it is. Her employer confirming shit had done exactly that, leading to the defendant's admission that they had laid in telling officers that he hadn't. Following the admission, Childers was placed under arrest and charged with one count of first-degree sexual abuse of a victim under 12 and three counts of first-degree criminal abuse of a child under 12. Childers took to the tactic of playing the transgender victim card upon his arrest, hiring a prominent Kentucky attorney and trans activist, Madison Leach, for their defense. Leach himself is a male to begin identifying as a woman and has become one of the most public facing trans activists in the state of Kentucky, becoming the first transgender candidate to run for Callaway County attorney to the shock of no one as a Democrat. The trans activism and Angel was immediately played by Leach as he motioned for a reduction in Childers' bond, citing the claim that the defendant was having his civil rights violated. Oh, what about that little fucking baby? Fuck a little baby getting its diaper changed, you sick fucks. We got to take care of these fucking, 1% people. We could wipe them out in 15 fucking minutes. As he did not have access to estrogen, shit. The tactic proved to be fruitful as Childers' bond was reduced from $100,000 to just $5,000 and all but ensuring his release. And no doubt he was molesting another kid that next fucking evening. As infuriating as the court's willingness to bend over backwards for Childers' release was, that was not the end of Leach's legal maneuvering. The attorney struck the aforementioned plea deal that saw all felony charges dropped as a result of pleading guilty to a Class A misdemeanor. Judge Joseph Roark sentencing Childers to 12 months in prison, adding insult to injury, Roark would make that 12 months sentence conditional. Instead of immediately being placed behind bars, Childers was released on a six-month discharge. The terms of the discharge stipulated that Charles must abide by conditions set forth by the court, including having no contact with children and remain away from Explorer Learning Academy. If Childers abides by the terms of his discharge, he will not serve any time in prison. He fucking did this. You think they're encouraging it or discouraging it? Babies! Jesus, what have we become? One would think that this unfathomable miscarriage of justice could only happen in one of Franz Kafka's nightmares. Instead, Maria Childers' adjudication was only possible because a paradoxical reality in which transgender individuals who claim to be an oppressed victim class are literally able to get away with child molestation even when they are caught red fucking handed. You wouldn't have got away. If I'd have shot your fucking ass, I'd been my kid, you would be dead son of a bitch, even if I was a dead son of a bitch right behind you. The scale of depravity of the leniency given to children is not just an effort to an affront to humanity, but a reminder that behind every demented pervert like him lies a class of social architects so hell-bent on ideology subversion to advance their agenda that there are no lengths they will not go to in order to demoralize the culture they seek to reshape in their twisted image. It'll never happen. Well, as long as I'm breathing, it'll never happen around me. I don't know, but I can't speak for every fucking individual free sovereign, but you allow this fucking shit. You're not a fucking, you have no fucking balls. You have no goddamn morals. You have nothing. Jesus, man. A breaking body cam footage released of New York NYPD officers getting attacked by a gang of illegal migrants in Times Square. And this has disappeared. There was a fucking video here. Somebody, I guess they didn't want that one to be shown. But I mean, this is all along we've been saying, when you see, I mean, people have stood by and watched the fucking woman in her final trimester be fucking slammed to the ground so hard that it made her baby defecate inside of her womb. They've watched police beat on pregnant women. They've done everything, and they stand there with their fucking cameras. Maybe they could get it on InfoWars. Instead, now you're seeing what fucking goddamn these motherfuckers here, these savages from across the goddamn border, these illegal invading aliens who think they own this fucking place. Now, like I said, this is how it starts. That's how communism works. They're just nice family. They just want a better life. And then they get more of them here and more of them here and more of them here. And the next thing you know, they're fucking kicking the fuck, going in and ripping the whole fucking store apart. Close down Miami. Fuck, forget about Miami, Florida. But, and then videos like this are being taken down because they did what we should have done when the fucking, the fucking corporate enforcers were fucking strong arming us and fucking putting the boot on our necks. They we should have jumped in and beat the fuck out of them motherfuckers. Only we would end up having to go for a gunfight, but it was way past time even back then. But these son of a bitches, they'll walk right out of the walkout, flipping you off, saying, yeah, we can do any goddamn thing we want. Oh, there it popped up. Millions get Florida added to their fluoride added to their tap water in biggest expansion of controversial schemes since the 1980s. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again, there's just for that good old mountain dew.
Oh, they call it that good old mountain dew, and in there if you let a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Tillicum, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations. Nope, don't mail nothing. Anyway, thank you for your help, the people that can, few of you that can. I know you do. I know you're fucking hurting like everybody else. Like, we appreciate it. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:43 Pacific time. And of course, that was fucking Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. After that last story about the little baby, man, you tell me we ain't in the fucking jungle. And it's time to start acting like we're in the fucking jungle. They want to fucking play in the fucking jungle, play back in the fucking jungle. What are we fucking, mice or men? Will you stop and only talk? Or are you going to go kick some fucking ass? What's it going to be? You going to allow this shit? You know what, the guy, that's why they didn't put the guy in fucking prison. If they're doing something like that, that son of a bitch would have been killed in prison. They'd have killed his ass flat as fast as he got in there. They'd have known exactly what that sick fuck did. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, the fluoride in the tap water, huh? All right. Biggest expansion to controversial scheme since the 1980s. It makes you complicit. It makes you, it's okay if you're fondling a little baby while you're fucking putting their diaper on. Good God almighty. But this is by John Eli Senor, health reporter for Mail Online. Okay, millions more Brits will get fluoride added to their drinking water under government plans, a part of the long awaited dental recovery plan. Ministers have vowed to embark on the biggest fluoridization expansion since the 1980s. Around 1.6 million people in the Northeast will, if the contentious proposals are given the go-ahead, get the mineral added to their water supply initially. Ministers say their long-term ambition is to bring fluoride to more of the country with a particular focus on the deprived areas. Yeah, get rid of them poor fuckers first. Florida helps strengthen the heart. Florida? Fluoride, I'm sorry. Fluoride helps strengthen the hard outer protective layer of teeth called the enamel, which is turned... in turn, protects teeth from damage and water, wear and tear. I need more glasses. Anyway, fluoride is fucking a byproduct of making fucking aluminum. It's a fucking poison. They had this big byproduct. Let's put it in the fucking toothpaste. We're wanting to kill the fucking population anyway. But adding fluoride to water supplies isn't without controversy. Some studies have linked excessive quantities of the mineral to babies being born with Down syndrome, as well as kidney stones and some cancers. However, the NHS has experts. Oh, they got experts, people. You know, the son of a bitches with the fat walls driving Porsches and fucking living in penthouse apartments. Hey, you need an expert opinion. I got a fucking degree where some cocksucking communist wrote down, I think, the same way he does. I'm an expert. Like the government's chief medical officer, Sir Chris Whitty, say these claims are not backed up by evidence, with the latter previously describing them as exaggerated and unevidenced bullshit. It's a byproduct of fucking making aluminum. How could that fucking be good? Who would be the first fucker to put that in their mouth? Around 5.8 billion Britons live in areas where fluoride, also added to toothpaste and mouthwashes, is already placed in tap water. And 300,000 drink supplies naturally fluoridated by rocks in the ground. They must have aluminum products in them. In total, only 10% of the UK's population currently get water with sufficient fluoride levels, according to the British Fluoridization Society. What is included under the NHS Dentistry Recovery Plan? I love it. The measures announced by the government include an extra £15 for dentists on top of the standard payment of £28 for seeing a patient who has not visited a dentist in 2 years, an increase of up to £50 per patient needing complex work, up to 240 NHS dentists, around 1% of the workforce, will be paid £20,000 golden halo bonus to encourage them to work in underserved areas for 3 years. Mobile dental teams will visit schools in deprived areas to provide advice and deliver fluoride varnish treatments to more than 165,000 people. They ain't killing us fast enough, man. We're not going to go for another fucking shot. Any way they can find to kill the people on this planet, they're going to fucking do it. Mobile dental services in rural and coastal areas with poor dental coverage. Expansion of water fluoridation to new parts of the country to help prevent tooth decay. Family hubs will educate parents on how to protect their babies' gums and milk teeth. Nurseries will teach children to see tooth brushing as a part of their daily routine, as part of a Smile for Life scheme. You're wanting to get rid of some more of your fucking goddamn bio waste and kill as many people as you can. That's what you're doing, you lying motherfuckers. See, health bosses have estimated that adding fluoride to more water supplies could prevent 2/3 of hospital admissions for tooth decay and ensuing costing the NHS and by extension the taxpayer millions. Now, how about you fucking just go back to things were before you had your socialized fucking communist medicine and everything? Everybody had fucking coverage. Everybody could go to the fucking dentist and you didn't have to have fucking fluoride. Didn't have to have the byproduct of aluminum down your fucking throat so you get cancer. It's got to fuck with your mind, dude. You got to know that. While adding fluoride to water, a process called fluoridization has been done before in the UK, expansion of the scheme has largely stalled since 1980s. Modern attempts to bring British communities have largely failed during the consultation stage, with the public not contrived of the benefits compared to the perceived risks. No, there ain't no perceived risks. It's fuck. I mean, they'll say anything. We know that. What you want is to kill people. We understand it. Fluoridization is a flashpoint issue in the U.S. with presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. earlier this week labeling it a neurotoxic, which is what it fucking is. But here you got to play in the fucking politics again. Well, I mean, he's going to call it neurotoxic. I mean, let's vote him in the fucking goddamn the next communist fucking dictator, because he'll go against the neurotoxin. Well, he will until somebody shoves enough money at him, and vowing to remove it from drinking supplies if elected. The government's dental recovery plan published this week includes fluoridization as a core component. Under new legislation, we have made it simpler to start new water fluoridization schemes, it reads. Our long-term ambition is to systematically bring fluoridization to more of the country, with a particular focus on the most deprived areas, which stand to benefit most from fluoridization. No, getting rid of those useless eaters and replacing with fucking third world fucking slaves is what you want. The plan also states that despite the benefits of fluoridization to the public dental health, there has been no significant expansion of the scheme since the scheme to the scheme. And that's exactly what it is. Since 1980s, I noted that only 1 in 10 people in England are drinking water containing mineral compared to almost 3 in 4 in Ireland and the U.S. and 9 in 10 in Australians. In 2021, Professor Whitney and the college said if all five-year-olds were with drinking water containing less than 0.2 milligram per liter of fluoride started drinking water boosted to 7 milliliters, the number with cavities would fall by up to 28% among the poorest communities, because they can't get cavities when you're dead. That's a natural fucking fact. And this is longer than hell, and I'm not going to read no more, but we get the fucking gist. You want to poison some more people. Fluoride's your preferred. I mean, fluoride's been shown, you know, to make people docile and make them fucking go along with shit. You want to get as much of that down your throat, and you become docile before you die. Update, additional footage of massive fire in Moscow. Justice Tucker Carlson, Putin interview drops. Oh, man, what a fucking bunch of horse shit. Tucker fucking Carlson, Pete. Anyway, it's a video you have to go look at if you want. Bill Gates recruiting 2 million strong army to seize control of internet using artificial intelligence. Bill Gates has announced plans, and this is from Baxter Dimitri, the people's voice. You can join. You can make money off of this fucking propaganda horse shit. You can fucking be one of the fucking movers and shakers in this fucking country and fill your fucking pocket up as people are fucking being destroyed and killed and genocides being committed on a world fucking basis. I mean, we're always looking at Palestine. We forget about the, they admit a million here in America. How many around the world do you truly think they've killed with that fucking biological kill agent they call the fucking COVID-19 vaccine, huh? How many? Bill Gates has announced plans to recruit and train 2 million strong army of Indians to use AI to control the internet and police social media forums and private conversations for misinformation, which will subsequently be shut down using advanced AI tools. You shut down a fucking conversation I'm having, I'm coming hunting, motherfucker. I will disappear like a fucking ghost, and I will fucking, when I come back again, I'll have you, I'll blow your goddamn head off. You fuck with my first article right, you will fucking regret it. According to Gates, misinformation is a new pandemic for which he feel, I don't give a fuck what you feel. You're just another motherfucker, asshole. Fucking money, the stolen wealth that you've got does not make you fucking better than anybody else in this country. We have law in this country. It's called the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. You motherfucker. You do not stand taller than no man. In fact, you're beneath the rest of us because you're a pissant. He feels responsible for finding a cure. Gates appears willing to spare no expense in his mission to control the flow of information on the internet, vowing to employ a vast, highly trained army of information warriors to reshape the global narrative. You're not going to change. Hey, we've seen your fucking lies. We know what you are. The mosquitoes you release. He's releasing mosquitoes. We didn't get that story yesterday. Releasing mosquitoes in Hawaii. Fucking just go ahead and do it. Any one of these motherfuckers. I mean, it's just like if you wanted to go out and I guess any of these fucking invaders wanted to go out and just make a pipe bomb and throw it in the middle of people. Well, what the hell? They got every right to kill people that fucking Bill Gates does, don't they? These motherfuckers, I'm going to release some mosquitoes. If one mosquito fucking bites one fucking person and it fucking causes them injury, they got the right to hang your fucking ass, you son of a bitch. You, which you've already earned. You are an enemy combatant. You are a fucking treasonous piece of fucking shit and easily proven to be so. You are attacking the American people. You're trying to kill the individual free sovereign nationals, and we're not going to be killed. We're not going down without a fight. Don't you think we are? In fact, you're going fucking down. To reshape the global narrative, fuck you. You don't tell us what to think, you prick. Microsoft chairman and CEO Sata, Nadella, announced Gates' plan to recruit and train the Information Army at a Microsoft CEO connection event in Mumbai on Wednesday. I guess that's in India. You go over there and you get the fuckers to come over here. You'll die, you motherfuckers. You want to die in America? Come over here and start fucking with us. We are devoted to equip 2 million plus people in India with AI skills, said Nadella. That's really taking the workforce and making sure that they have the right skills in order to be able to be a part of the domain. According to Gates' right-hand man, AI is providing the globus elite with the tools necessary to completely brainwash the masses with globus propaganda. Then I guess we need to kill you. You seek our destruction. You are fucking killing people in every fucking way you can and trying to create new ways to kill people. Why in the fuck is this one little fucker getting to do all this and he still walks the fucking streets? Why is he still breathing our fucking air? Why hasn't he been brought to task? With AI now, we have a new capability of making sense of digitalization, a new reasoning engine, which is the neural reasoning engine, which we can apply to an increasingly digitized world. So these two things, a new user experience and a new reasoning engine, pretty much completely revolutionized the entire tech stack, the Microsoft chairman said. You're losing, motherfuckers. You know you're fucking losing. You know you're about to get your fucking asses shot out of here. You're going to try anything. You're going to say any fucking thing. There is nothing you would not do. You'd take your grandmother and sell her on the corner for a buck if you thought it would get you away from what's coming to your way, from the justice that's coming to you. Klaus Schwab warned us last year that whoever controls AI will control the future, and the Davos elites have wasted no time in laying the groundwork to enslave humanity. Well, obviously we know about it. I'm fucking sitting here reading it to you. The World Economic Forum has also made moves to control the internet by training and unleashing an army of info warriors. You son of a bitches will die. You'll bleed like anybody else. Tasked with policing social media and shutting down dissent. You ain't going to shut down dissent here, you son of a bitch, because when we stop talking, we start fucking shooting. The WEF are subliminally influencing the masses in order. No, you're not. You look at this fucking shit, and it is so blatant and in your face, it's laughable. Masses, in order to push their narrative onto the people. Announcing the news on a WEF podcast last year, UN Communications Director Melissa Fleming said, so far, we've recruited 110,000 information volunteers. This motherfucker is out there recruiting people to violate our fucking rights. That is goddamn the highest treason you can. You fucker, you're goddamn, you're a declared enemy. You've declared war on the American nationals. Well, we're here to fucking take up the fucking banner, buddy. And we equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge about how information spreads and ask them to serve as a kind of digital first responders in those spaces where misinformation travels. Watch. Related, Klaus Schwab hires millions of information warriors to seize control of the internet. Bill Gates and World Economic Forum are not the only globalists setting. See, these motherfuckers are like, these are just motherfuckers like us. And what, you awed by the fucking fact that they've stolen so much from you? You cowards are not the only globalists setting their sights on controlling the narrative on the social media by unleashing millions of paid shills. You already got millions of them out there, and they're easy to fucking spot, and we tell them to fuck off. A global influence campaign funded by the Israeli government and had a $1.1 million budget last year. A document obtained by the Electronic Intifada shows, and I guarantee you paid $1.1 million, the American fucking nationals. According to the leaked documents, the state of Israel employs an army of 15,000 people to influence foreign publics, maintaining offices in three different countries solely dedicated to controlling the narrative on the internet. Well, people, that's, fuck them. Come on and do it, you son of a bitch. You got old Tucker Carlson sitting down here with Putin. They don't talk about nothing, of course, you know. Tucker Biden confuses Egypt and Biden confuses Egypt and Mexico while assuring nation he's mentally fit. I mean, I guess that's a good enough way to end a Friday. Anyways, people, I've had enough. We'll see you on Monday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just keep watching it until it Well, so you got to pull the trigger. You're either going to do it or you're not. You're either going to do it or your grandkids are going to fucking spit on your fucking grave and they're going to have the right to do it. That's a word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!
Here I come.